Happy New Year, guys and dolls, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, the 4th day of January, 2015, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of lookandgrind.com, broadcasting for you live from the wintry, sunny beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. The song you just heard at the top of the hour is called Rewind by Kuka, an artist based in Australia, the land of Oz. I will be right back with you in just a few minutes, but please enjoy this next song. Gotta do it. First of the month by Bone Thugs and Harmony, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333.
Celebrate it, rush to the pocket, I wanna get faded. Looking and I'm wild cause I'm native and hair-braided. We have the offense to this game. Took to the first, just call me that punk. Now I hang them records from the east to the west coast. Making that money all across the world, man. I ain't gonna want that clear truth. And I know the record late tonight. But I gotta make a living, so I ask the Lord to keep my homeboys high. We be coming up on ears, all about making more. Wanna first get a tip, but don't flip. Getting live with the bumpers for where the hustlers in the graveyard shift. On the first.
Wake up, wake up.
Hello, party people. Right now, I'm going to read for you a poem by one of my favorite French écrivains, Mr. Charles Baudelaire. And I will start right now. I don't know if I should do it in English or in French. I don't know. You know what? I'm just going to start with where that poem came from on my former postings of my blog when it first started off with WordPress. Anyways, okay, so A Night for White Nights. I always do depend on the kindness of strangers. Today calls for a tribute to the white knights in shining armor who have been so generous throughout my lifetime and career as a web chick. You mean so very much, and you do so very much, to make me smile, to make me laugh, to make me thank the stars above that they're living, breathing angels right here on Earth. Here's to a long, luxurious alliance of kindred spirits, lonely hearts, abundant moments of joy, and unbridled excellence. It's all because of you that any of this is possible. You keep me going through good times and bad, through the dawn's early light, and the periods of abyss, which befall despite my most earnest intentions. In honor of you, and in honor of this tribute, here's one of my most favorite poems by Monsieur Charles Baudelaire. Okay. À une passante. La rue assourdissante autour de moi hurlait. Longue, mince, un grain d'œil, douleur majestueuse. Une femme passa d'une main fastueuse, soulevant, balançant, le feston et l'ourlet. Agile et noble avec sa jambe de statue, moi je buvais crispé comme un extravagant. Dans son œil, ciel livide où j'aime l'ouragan, la douceur qui fascine et le plaisir qui tue. Un éclair, puis la nuit, fugitive beauté, dont le regard m'a fait soudainement renaître. Ne te verrai-je plus que dans l'éternité? Ailleurs, bien loin d'ici, trop tard, jamais peut-être, car j'ignore où tu fuis, tu ne sais où je vais. Ô toi qui j'eusse aimé, ô toi qui le savais. And this was my English translation. The busy boulevard screeched all around me, long, thin, and great mourning, majestic sorrow. A woman passed, of such controlled, elegant poise and grace, lifting, swinging, her hem and her seam. Agile and noble, with her statuesque legs, me, I was drunk in her presence, tense like an extravagant, and her eyes, a blue sky from which hurricanes are stirred. A fascinating tenderness and a pleasure which kills. A flash. The night falls. Fugitive beauty, whose eyes had so suddenly awakened me within. Will I never see you again for all of eternity? Elsewhere, quite far away from this moment. Too late, never, perhaps. For I have no idea where you have fled. You know not of where I'm going. Oh, you,
who I would have loved. Oh, you, who knew this all along. Voila.
Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking. You're on the air. Who's calling?
This is Megs. What's up, baby?
Hello, Megs. How are you?
I'm good. I forgot how awesome your intro was while I was on hold waiting for you to pick up.
Oh, my goodness.
Love it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, for everyone tuning in out there, this is Megs I'm speaking with. He is a photographer extraordinaire. He does photos of lovely women, club scenes, possibly even like nature photography and the like. You do a lot of cool stuff. You want to reintroduce yourself? He's been on my show once before.
I think Monica's called in too. Is Monica on the other line also?
I don't see her yet. Monica French should be joining us. She is the operations manager for it's the Mile High Club, right?
The Mile High Club. So yeah, she'll be chiming in. Yeah.
Okay, she should be calling in. But I just checked out what you sent me earlier. For everyone tuning in, I checked out pinkstripper.com, P-I-N-K, stripper, S-T-R-I-P-P-E-R.com. I just checked it out a little bit ago, and it's really cool. It will lead you to their YouTube page, and what that is basically like a virtual strip scene where people can watch from their living rooms or what have you of some of their favorite stars, whether they be adult film actresses or models or this kind of thing. I think I see her calling right now. Let's check. Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Monica French. I'm with Mile High and Chris Meggs from Meggs World.
Yes,
Monica.
Hello. Chris is here. He's joined us. Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm very good, thank you. How are you guys?
Good. I heard you're going to be opening two new clubs in Tampa, Florida, or in Florida anyways, near Tampa. Clubs. You want to let the listeners in on what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a ton of good stuff going on. We recently had our grand opening, and that's where Chris, Megs, and I came into contact. We did the Miss Nude International and Miss Nude United States pageant. It was awesome, yeah.
Okay. And who won those?
Chris, are you on the air?
I am here. We had, Janine Jericho out of Canada won Miss United States. Oh, my God, yeah, she's amazing. Beautiful blonde bombshell and just really fantastic, full of energy and just a fantastic smile, just a really cool chick. So she won numerous titles. She was Miss Nude U.S., USA, and then Skyla Rain, she won Miss Nude International. She also, just this awesome chick, really great entertainer. And then we had Arabella Allure that won the Miss Burlesque, Miss New Burlesque. So those were our top three heavy hitters that were actually crowned for the event. So, yeah, it was really awesome.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How long ago was that? I wish I could have been there. When was it held?
It was amazing. It was January, November 24th, I think.
I just went ahead and I wiped off my
November 28th.
Okay.
Hold on. Go ahead, my bank. Yeah. So that's probably sounds about right. It was really cool. We had a lot of people. We had we had special guest porn star judges that appeared come out. Lilu Love. I think you met her before. Yeah, Lilu's out
there. I love
Lilu.
I love Lilu.
You know, she was out with Cleopatra. I don't think you met Cleopatra. Oh my God, she's amazing. Such a sweetheart.
I think I've met her once, like at a shoot, like separate, like we're getting our makeup done separately. film in the past. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. So, Monica, let me know how you got started with becoming an operations manager for clubs. Like, how'd you get into that?
Well, I started out in Las Vegas. I had a marketing company out here and just kind of segued into working with Mile High Club, as they're from Vegas and part of Crazy Horse 2 Club out here. And I just love Florida, so I came aboard. We started out with our first club in Clearwater. That's Mile High,
okay.
Clearwater. And then we just acquired two new ones, which is Mile High Holiday, which used to be Emperor's. It's out in Florida. I don't know if you're familiar with the area.
I'm familiar with Holiday, I think, that city anyways, for, what was that, Night Moves? You remember Meg's Night Moves?
Yeah.
We went to, yes, one of the clubs out there in Holiday, Florida. So, yeah.
If you, last month, I think it was the December issue, Janine is on the cover of the Night Moves magazine. I used her for our cover as well because we had that issue. So, yeah, she looked beautiful. It was very, very pretty.
Right on. So, everybody out there tuning in, check out the December issue of Night Moves magazine to see one of the winners from the Miss Nude. That would be
yeah. Holidays used to be Emperors, and now Desire. Those are our three new babies right now, if you will.
Good stuff. Good
and
stuff happening in Tampa.
Yeah, I know. It's like I guess not up and coming, because I guess the strip club scene has been thriving there for a while, but it would seem like, you know, with the whole internet stuff with camming and all this kind of stuff, that it might lead to a decrease in strip club participation with customers and stuff like that, but have you seen it stay pretty stable with the flow of gentlemen traffic coming in to see the girls like dance and stuff, or have you seen it?
There's nothing like the real thing, you know, like we have getting busier every single month that we've been there. Our clubs have been doing better and better, so, you know, we've been very lucky, and the people in Florida are all super nice. I was, you know, I it's been awesome. Everyone has been, it's just, yeah. Like,
well, the weather's good. I know that much.
It is.
Yeah. So it's one thing, yeah,
nice.
To just sit cooped up and just watch, you know, images on a screen. It's another definitely to actually want to go out and go somewhere, because it's a beautiful climate down there, so. I don't know. I miss it, kind of. I haven't been to Tampa now in, like, 2 years. 3 years?
Well, you should come out.
I was wearing barefooted and wearing shorts all day, so that's what I was doing.
Today?
Yeah.
I am so angry about that. That's terrible. I'm so mad. Yeah, it's, like, cold here in California. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's, like, brain
Vegas
freezing
too.
Cold. Yeah, did it snow at all anywhere there? Like, I saw reports that, like, it might or something, because it was going to be
cooler. It might as well
here.
Have. It was 32
yeah.
degrees. It was freezing.
Yeah.
Go pound sand with that shit. 32 degrees? Fuck that.
Yeah. You're lucky over there, Chris. I can't wait to get back.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, I can't wait to see you.
Right now.
I'm gonna, yeah.
Oh, darn it. Yeah. So, let's see. And will you be at the AVN festivities coming up here pretty soon? We'll see you.
I know Chris. Well, I'm not, unfortunately. But
yeah, I'm definitely coming. Yeah, I'll keep you warm. You come over and see me, Sandra. I'll keep you just warmed up, okay?
Yeah.
So, I'll be at AVN, and then I think I'm going to see you at the EEIs. I think I'm going to be out in L.A. for the EEIs. When the hell is that? That's next month or March or something like that. I think I'm going out there for that. So,
are you thinking of the woohoo? It's like makeup time, because I haven't seen you in, like, forever. But what do you call it? No. Are you speaking of the rhino competitions?
Is that a competition that you guys host, Monica, out there, the EDIs?
EDI?
Okay, it's a separate one. Maybe I'm thinking of a different one then.
I'll have to look it up. I've been
it's probably a different one. I just thought of it right now. Normally, with the rhino competitions, they're usually held kind of close to like Halloweenish time, like more in the fall to winter transition. So yeah, it's probably a different one. There's so many erotic events. I gotta like fill in my calendar so I don't forget when each different thing is.
Oh my god, I know. I got a whiteboard and it's not big enough. So and then my calendar on my desk is always buried with computers and crap. And it's
you can't keep it on your desk. You got to put it up on the wall, like a big old one, like on your whole door or something.
I need to do one on my whole door, and I need to figure out how to talk into my phone and schedule stuff so it pops up. Ling, ling, yo, jackass, you're missing something. Get on the plane or whatever, you know. I know people can do that. I just want to
be late.
Yeah, get on the plane, you're going to be late or whatever. Hey, you know, just book that, you know. Because, you know, the couple different producers that sponsor me to travel around and take care of events, you know, they want details. So I got to run around like crazy, get all this information together, and then say, hey, we got to go to this and make it sound really, really great. So they pay my way. So that's kind of how it goes, you know.
Well, that's good. So well, get yourself like an organizer person, a caller, a lovely wake-up caller for you. Because, that's just my recommendation, just because I always think of, like, leaving notes for myself, like audio notes of, like, now it's time to do this. And then I'm like, no, I don't think I'll really pay attention to it, or I'll just be weirded out. Like, if I'm trying to do that and accidentally send that as a message to somebody or something, it's like, what?
I need an assistant. That's what I need.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah, a minder. Someone. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, so Monica, how is Crazy Horse 2? How's it doing out there?
We are right now. It's only being opened for like one night a month, I believe, for licensing purposes. We are not open right now for licensing. We were open for like 9 months, and I think we've been closed for about two now. So we, you know, don't know what else to do with ourselves. We can't sit around and twiddle our thumbs. So we've gone in the meantime and taken on the clubs in Florida. And we'll know probably any day now with what's going on with Crazy Horse 2. But we have to wait for now. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
So many regulations and issues in Vegas. So many. I worked briefly at the Rhino out there and... was the other one? Not Cheetahs. They said no. let's see. There's one other one. I can't remember right now. But aside from that, just visiting, I think I visited Crazy Horse, the first one, like quite a few years ago. I don't know if they're still around anymore. And like Sapphires and all
that. Yeah, that's us. They got closed for issues with Rick Rizzolo. It was all in the media. And recently, maybe about a year and a half ago, one of our partners went and bought it, and we're working on everything else now. So
Awesome. Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then I guess before getting into marketing for clubs, in general, were you just like a marketing aficionado? Like you loved this kind of field in general, just marketing, like in general, advertising?
I mean, being in Vegas, our clients were very wide range, but we did work with Gigolos, the show on Showtime. That was a lot of fun. We got to shoot some strip club scenes, and it was really fun working with them. They were awesome. But, I mean, the industry in general, I mean, it's just a great industry to work in. I love it. The people are awesome. Like, I have fun at work, so...
Yeah, there's something very unique, I think, about the the adult industry in its different forms, just of, like, it's definitely work, it's definitely, like, a career, but it's also sort of, like, the complete opposite of what any office person would expect in a non-adult-oriented business. I'm thinking of, like, every single conversation I've ever overheard or took part in or been around, it's just like, yeah, it's not really, you can't really share your after-work anecdotes, like, at the dinner table so much. It's just like a... just
our
a
dinner table, you can't.
Yeah. Yeah. But...
I understand.
Yeah. But let's see. I'm gonna ask you. Oh yeah. Well, I guess with the tourist scene, because Vegas is like so tourist dependent. Like, I don't know. Do you see a difference in that as opposed to like what you're gonna be faced with more of like a slightly more settled population of like customers coming in and stuff. Like, just the way you have to market to. You know, people that are more stationary than those that are like, I'm here, I want to have fun, and then I'm leaving kind of crowd.
Well, you know, we try to bring Vegas out there to Tampa or to Clearwater and Holiday and Newport Richey and, you know, that general area. And I think everybody just wants to have a good time and not spend a ton of money doing it. And, you know, like, There's good talent out there. We just, you know, and we've got a lot of, you know, great ideas and fun things like UFC fights and pool tournaments and just fun good times, you know, like you would find in Vegas.
I love playing pool. I love playing pool. I hope I'm out there. When is it?
Tonight. Okay. They're actually, it's probably going on right now. 8, 3, 11. They're probably almost done, actually. Yeah, there were some very good pool players out there. They've rounded up a big tournament, so I'm very excited to see
how often
the picture.
Is it? Like, will it be monthly or, like, annually?
This was the first one. We didn't set any dates for future ones. We just kind of wanted to see how this one went at first, see if it was big turnout and... No.
I just seen the pool tournament thing today. I don't know how I missed it. I guess I've been under a rock because I'm like, man, I need to go up there and get in the tournament. And I was, like, so tired on top of it. I'm like, I'm worn out. I'm not even going to play well. So there's a lot of
good. Hopefully there's many more because I want to come out there and, like, if there's one going on, I'll play against you, Megs.
Or with you
if they have, like, doubles or whatever. But, yeah, you got to see. Every now and again, I'm, like, really awesome at it. Sometimes not. But, yeah,
It's like chess with me. I got to focus. If I play a game of chess, I'm really good at it. But if I don't focus, I can't play. But pool, yeah, I can shoot some stick, you know. So,
there you go.
I'm from Detroit. Come on, man. I'm from Detroit. Of course I can play. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like the whole concept of boobies on a budget, though, Monica. You know, that's really what you guys got going on over there, you know?
Oh, goodness. Well, that's how it all starts.
That's the lure. That's to get you in, and then suddenly your pockets are happily empty, and you spend much more than you planned. Because
With the remodel place, we have a bunch of new. We got some dartboards and like we turned half of the club into a sports bar. So, I think the staff there were just really excited and they're like, please, can we do this stuff?
That's the one with the restaurant. The restaurant as well, like it's a sports bar and grill thing. Nice.
The food kicks ass. What is it? The shaved tenderloin. I think it is. Sandwich. That's what I always get when I'm down there. I think that's what it was when it was Amps. I don't know if you guys still have that, but the cooks there are awesome. And I haven't been there since the remodel, so I need to hike my ass up north there a little bit.
You haven't? Oh, it's beautiful. You're
not
gonna,
that you have the tables and stuff in. No.
You're gonna freak out.
No, last time I was there was when it was Amps, and Joanna Angel was there. So I shot her there, and then we had a tattoo. We had a tattoo competition up there, and my friends from Forgiato Rims and Custom Exotic Cars.
Okay. How did that happen? What do you mean a tattoo competition? Like, they just show off their existing ones, or like they just artists
ink,
like do them
girl.
Right there on the spot?
No, they didn't do them on the spot. It was Oh shit, he's gonna kill me for not. Oh my god, now I got a brain fart. I can't remember Tattoo Tom's. Inspirational. Oh god, I forgot what his tattoo name was. He's gonna kill me. But he has some friends that come out for Yaddo Rims come out. With you know, a Lamborghini, and they come out with a Ferrari, so I was able to shoot one of the local girls on there, and Shelby on the cars and stuff. So it was pretty badass, you know, some really bitching ride. There was, I think, 7 or 8 girls in the competition, you know, showing off their ink and whatever. A lot of the local girls, you know, some really nice ink, and of course Joanna was one of the judges. It was cool. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what Mile High is going to come and bring to the table here in Tampa, because they've already really set a trend bringing in new stuff, like the pool table competition tonight. I'm like, that's an awesome idea, you know.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
It gives more space, because they got a really huge space over there, you know. I mean, it's pretty big, really. I mean,
yeah, well, the next...
Go ahead.
That's all right. No, I was the next couple things that are coming up. The next one over at Clearwater, the one that you're just talking about, Chris, is the Chippendales event with J.J. McGraw. And he's bringing, gosh, tons of hot guys out. And then,
nice.
And so that'll March 8th and 9th. First one will be at Clearwater on the 8th, and then the second show will be at the on 9th in Holiday at the old Emperor's Mill, Mile High Holiday. And we're showing the UFC fight up there as well. So that's on the 31st.
The UFC fight. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy Alfonso does a lot of photography for the UFC fight. So for the, what are they, the UFC? Is that the one you're doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Monica? Yeah, I think Alfonso.
Yeah, sorry,
That's okay. the dogs, he's got something to say.
Sorry.
So,
yeah,
so
it's going to
be
like,
really
wait,
interesting.
Yeah. Copy. Shush. Okay.
Speaking of puppies, how's your puppy doing, Sandra?
Oh, he's good. He just had his third birthday. He had a birthday party. Oh,
happy birthday, puppy.
Thank you. He's a Sagittarius, very Sagittarius. Tossy, seriously. Sorry. Okay.
Sagittarian dog.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Aw. Well, I'm Sagittarian too, so.
Okay.
Oh, you are?
I am, yeah.
So, this Monica,
right,
you're a Sagittarius, and the puppy's a Sagittarius? Is that what I just heard?
Well, there we go. And I'm Aries, so fire signs all around. What are you, Megs?
Oh, Megs is a Gemini.
I thought you said a there you go.
Aries and Gemini is rock out.
Yeah, I was worried there for a minute. I was like, wait, am I? I thought I couldn't tell which one I heard you say too. I'm sorry. Yeah, he's
vegan. Like your dog's a vegetarian? Wow.
Oh, yeah, he's vegan. No. Yeah, it's
like when did
really
you
happy.
Decide?
Yeah, no. He's a carnivore, very carnivore, and also Sagittarius. Sorry, yes, Sagittarius. But yes, be that as it may, yes. And I'm an Aries, so he and I were both fires. And what, Megs, your air?
I'm air. Yeah. I feel like I got a bunch of air in my head most of the time, I tell you.
No.
Me too. Vegetarian over here.
Yeah, vegetarian dogs. We got airheaded people. We got all kinds of crazy shit going on in this country.
I think unfortunately, I think my dog would run away if I fed him a vegan or vegetarian diet. I don't know. So yeah. Darn it. Super Bowl. Are you guys showing the Super Bowl at your club, the clubs?
So far, we've we were just looking at the, what is it, Ohio and Ducks. This is the most recent one coming up. I'm looking at that up right now.
Yeah, I have no idea this time around. I usually try, like, just before the Super Bowl to pick a team, just, like, kind of on site. Like, I picked that one, whatever, but, like, I did not have a chance to even, like,
Close your eyes, put your finger on the contenders.
The contenders were kind of, in a way, sometimes it's like, well, what are their team's colors? Oh, I like those colors. They're pretty. And, like, yeah, I was able to win a friendly bet like that when it was, oh, my God, New England Patriots for brown, because I liked brown, and I had brown outfits for the club that night. And so I was Pocahontas. And, yeah. See, it's very random, but not at the same time.
But, yes, we're definitely showing the Super Bowl. But I got a message today for the requesting that we show the playoffs for Ohio State and the Ducks versus the Ducks. I don't know when exactly that is.
I have no idea.
I'll be having that. I'll get that up. And it's this week.
Yeah.
They're this week, so this coming week.
Okay.
But, yes, we will be going to the Super Bowl, and I don't know who's going.
Nice. Okay. And what about, let me see, what about, like, amateur nights or contest nights for Florida?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yeah, we do that Monday. It's the first Monday of every month. We have our all of our weekly specials on our Facebook page, so.
Okay. Yeah, let everyone know how we can find your Facebook page. What we should look under. Where's that?
Mile High.
It's Mile High Gentlemen's Club, and then we have Mile High Gentlemen's Club and Sports Bar. Those are the two Facebook pages right now, and we'll very, very soon have Mile High Desire Facebook page up. That one.
There we go. Okay. All right. So at the end of this show this evening, for everyone tuning in, I will get those links and put them up on my website as a post, so y'all can easily go and join in and, like, favorite and like and visit and all this stuff with the Mile High Clubs in Florida.
Thank you.
Twitter together.
You're very
also, aren't you, Monica?
The Twitter, yeah. We have
a Twitter
page as well.
Uh-huh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. We got to have all the social network in order, so.
Absolutely.
Oh, God, it drives me nuts. It's like a full-time job.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. So how are your holidays or winter festivities? You guys have a good time?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
go ahead, Chris.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm psychobabbling myself. Holidays were actually kind of cool, but, like, really laid back and lazy. I'm just so burned out sometimes. It's like I got to shut down. So I went to some friends. We did Christmas on New Year's Day at my friend's house. I slept New Year's Eve at 7 o'clock. I went to bed.
What? No.
Christmas Day, I was in my pajamas until,
you
like,
slept?
7 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah,
you
I slept
through
the
New Year's?
You know, I mean, friends of mine had a humongous house party with a bonfire and all that, and I was tired. You know, I was, like, really, really exhausted. And I was like, you know what? I'm like, I'm going to sleep. And I'm like, I was such a loser. You know, it would have been fun to go with all my friends. And I really needed some selfish shutdown time, and that's what I did. You know, I was like, you know, I'm always, you know, if I'm in the club, I'm always out drinking or partying or whatever. I just need some self time to veg out, you know. So I was like, and I was okay with it. I didn't feel like I missed out on anything.
There you
really.
Go. Well, there you go.
You know.
Okay, then.
So.
All righty.
Yeah. Holidays were fine. I mean, I'm usually a big holiday person, you know, but it's like, you know, it's about me right now, and I decided I'm going to go to sleep. That's what I want to do, and that's what I did. That was my
there you are. Well, do you. And Monica, for you?
For Christmas, we went to New York and Boston.
Ooh.
It was my first time in Boston. New York was lovely, as usual, but Boston was amazing. It was my first time, and it's a gorgeous city, and I had so much fun.
It's so sophisticated. It's weird. Like, certain cities have, like, a personality, and I think Boston is very, like, I don't know, sophisticated, like, classy, like, it looks very well kept. At least the parts I saw of it. Like, Boston's, like, it's nice. It looks very comfortable, like a nice place to live, definitely.
Yes, it was gorgeous. I loved it. I had so much fun. We got to see so many different sites, and it was awesome. And then New Year's Eve, we flew back to Vegas and watched the fireworks from, you know, the strip, but I didn't go out. It's like, you know, a rookie thing in Vegas. You don't go out in Vegas on New Year's Eve because, you know, it's about to battle all the crowds and drunk people.
Yeah.
But I had a great time and then went out the night after on New Year's night and met up with some friends and drank and be merry, and it was fun.
Sweet. Cool.
Everybody had fun with me on New Year's, evidently. I think I made up before.
Well, did you have good dreams? You have good dreams.
I have good dreams. Well, yeah, I was dreaming. I was dreaming of you, Sandra. I wish I had good dreams.
Oh no.
When I do sleep, I sleep quite well, you know. But I sleep, and then there's a trigger that goes off in my head. It's like, oh wait a minute. You forgot to send this file. You forgot to make this file. It's like a sickness, I tell you. So,
you have to turn your mind off. Yes.
I can't.
Very necessary.
Then I miss a beat. Yeah, and just when I think, just when I think I'm caught up, I got somebody send me an email. Meg, this is so and so. You remember me? You got my picture done, or, you know. So it's like in between that, and then just you know, rocking out with what I do there in the club scene and stuff like that. I do, you know, bathing suit stuff, and I do all kinds of other things. And then of course I'm the wildlife tree hugger guy, so I got my hands dabbled in that, and I got a lot of communication overseas and things with that, with the legal animal trade. So it's just really, really busy. And then I got a real paying job once in a while when I go do that, you know. So it's a busy life. It's a busy life. So I'll have time to sleep, I guess, one of these days.
Yeah, you get one day a year, and that's bringing in the next.
It's our New Year's, right?
That's all you get.
I slept so good too. I got like 13 hours of sleep in on New Year's Eve. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, I'm gonna play a song. You're more than welcome to, keep chatting with me, but I also realize it may be late or you may need to sleep, so as you wish, I'm going to play a song really fast, and I'll be right back. The call-in number is 858-815-2333, once again, 858-815-2333, and here we are. And we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LiveAndGrind.com. I've just been speaking with Monica French, operations manager for Mile High Club, and Megs, Chris Megs, who is a photographer, entertainment, media, and nature, and the like. And we have Megs. I will play something really fast, and I'll be right back. One moment. Wow. Okay, like nothing's playing right now. So I will just say hello and find something to speak about until I can see a signal. Now I can't play a song, or if it is, I don't hear it. So you all let me know, but... Pardon the interruptions. Okay. Huh, Megs.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, my goodness, you're there. Woohoo. Yay.
I am there. I didn't lose you. You went to radio break there. I was like, oh, she'll be back. So we lost Monica for a minute. Yeah, we lost Monica for a minute.
Yes.
I think she's got some stuff she's got to do, but she's going to call back in. So she can do her final plug, and I think she's going to sign off, and then I'll run. So,
No worries.
You want, baby?
No worries. Are you there? Hold on.
I am here.
There you go. Wait. You sound far away.
I'm like really close. I'm like
there
so
we
close.
Go. There we go.
1,000 miles. So.
Yeah. Voila. I can hear you better now. That's good.
Okay. Give me 1 second. She's texting me right now. She goes, I'm like, should I call back in or should I not call back in? Is the music still playing?
Oh,
so let me text her. Give me
no. Wait. Hold. Dude. Meg.
What, dude?
What are you talking about?
Hello?
Yes. Monica, you're free to call back in as much as you'd like. There's like 34 minutes left in the broadcast.
Okay.
Like either way is totally cool.
Oh, darn.
Okay.
Now I can hear you perfect.
Awesome. Woohoo. New Year's resolutions. Do you have any?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
New Year's resolutions. Do you have any?
You know, my friend Amber Page, she's a pole ape out of South Carolina, a really amazing entertainer. She's actually, she won third in nationals this year, and she asked me that the other day, and I'm like, you know what, I've been so busy, I didn't even think about it. So I didn't even think about it until she said that, and I was like, wait a minute. And I was like, let me get back to you. So I text her back about an hour later, and I'm like, you know what? I figured out what my New Year's resolution is. My New Year's resolution is that I'm going to give myself some more time for myself and not be so buried in my flipping crap because, you know, it's like every day, all day. It's you know, photography, and I love it, but I really find that I have no time for my friends. I mean, there's no time for a relationship. There's no time for it's really hard to even have family time, you know, to like have to go across town and see family. I'm like, oh, no, I got to go. I'm working on my computer, and I take my computer with me everywhere I go. So I go to a function, and I'm breaking out my computer, you know. So, you know, and I'm editing pictures or I'm emailing stuff, you know. But then if I don't get it out, then the stuff don't get published. If stuff don't get published, then the entertainers don't get published, you know. And then I don't get my work published. So it's like I'm trying to try to – part of my New Year's resolution in giving myself more time is I'm going to try to finagle a way to be able to budget in for an assistant. We can even, you know, just simply just get up at the pub and get some cheap pitchers of beer and then go do 2 or 3 hours of office work in the pub, play the jukebox, chew the fat, you know what I mean? And
Send
emails, you know what I mean? So I'm going to try to do that. I want to try to be able to do that at least twice a month. If I can do that, that will really take a big workload off. And then I can train an assistant as well so that when I email them things and we don't necessarily have to get up, but we can email stuff back and forth and they know what to expect and what I expect of them. So,
You know,
I get some of the girls. Yeah. So, I mean, I get some of the girls to help me out once in a while. You know, they want pictures taken or something like that. You know, I'm like, okay, you know what? We'll do a little mini shoot. You know, I need some time on the computer, you know, so help me out. So, you know, I can barter it out like that with them if they can't, you know, work pictures or something like that. So, that works out sometimes. But I need something more steady.
For something more steady than for anyone who's tuning in, you know, if you are in the Tampa area or you can make it where it doesn't even matter. You're an awesome virtual assistant. You might want to hit Megs up and, you know, see if you want to be an assistant or something. Who knows? Maybe you already know some people would be great assistants for you.
And
where you are already. But, you know, just in case there's some, like, diamond in the rough out there that's like, dude, I totally do that. I can do that. Then there you are.
Yeah, don't let your problems be my problems. Just get the work done with me, and we'll all have, we'll all be famous together. Let's go, you know.
So,
that would be great.
That works.
So,
we've got Monica back. Hold on one moment.
Hello.
Playtime with Sandra Radio. Hello.
Hi, it's
Hi.
Monica.
She's back. Hey.
I'm back, yes.
Missed
Welcome
you.
New Year's resolutions, do you have any?
Oh, my gosh, no. Monica. I don't make New Year's resolutions. Yes, no, I don't. I don't make any New Year's resolutions, but I just generally try to be better all the time.
Well, that's
that
perfect. There you go. Yes. I'm probably similar. I probably did have resolutions in the past for other years, but I kept thinking, I should probably write out what I want to accomplish this year. And each time I thought about it, I was like, why? I was like, I already know what I need to do. I already know what I want to do. So I'm either going to do it or I am not. there's me, I guess.
So you and Monica are about the same with New Year's then. You guys want to just strive to do better this year.
Okay.
That worked.
So tell me what you do for fun in general. I guess I'll start with Monica.
I like to travel for fun. I'm usually working during, you know, most of the time, but if I get any free time, I like to travel.
What's your favorite place that you've traveled for?
Gosh, I don't know, tropical places. I love Puerto Rico is amazing.
Oh. I still got to visit Puerto Rico. I was just thinking about it the other day. I was looking at cute little, like, properties there and in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, of, like a projection into the future of, like, if I ever want to have some cool investment property somewhere and, like, just dreaming out loud or in my head or who knows. I was looking at Puerto Rico, San Juan.
Yeah, it's amazing. If you go, you need to see the bioluminescent bays out there. It's amazing. Ever
really?
Seen one? It was the first place where it's like the water glows. Have you ever?
And I'm like, I gotta travel more this year. There you go. There's one. New Year's resolution. I used to travel so much, and I haven't traveled lately in the past like 2 years, 3 years. So there we go. You, Megs.
Me? Where's my favorite place?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I've been in a lot of amazing places. I was really I'm hyped on third world countries because I like to go and do. Yeah, you know, I like to do my part to make the world a better place. So I do a lot of traveling in third world, and I really enjoy that. As far as, like, really relaxed place I could, like, jive in and live in, definitely be Caribbean, down in the Caribbean. I mean, I've sailed all over the Caribbean several times. I love Barbados. Yeah, I love sailing.
You got to take me sailing. I've never, moderately, not, like, on a big old long distance. I've never done a huge sailing adventure.
I've been all over. Yeah, I'm a pretty popular sailor. I love sailing. Takes you a while to get there, but it's really fun. It's peaceful. you know.
Does that ever get disorienting? Like the first few times that you sailed like a long distance, where you're like, ugh, I don't see any land. Maybe there will be no land. Do you ever get worried the very first few times?
you think that when you're out there and you look at the depth finder, it says 4,800 feet of water, and you're like, holy shit, I am in Davy Jones' locker, you know, or you see a couple of killer whales break water after 2 days of being at sea, you're like, uh-oh, I'm in the food chain, so you think about stuff like that, you know, and then you're on a boat, so it's a really small living house, so you really got to get along with everybody on the boat, or it's a real miserable ass trip. If you're on the water for a week or 2 weeks, it really sucks if you don't get along with everybody you're sailing with. So I really want to get to.
Does it really become difficult to like get along with people, even if you know them really well, on like a long?
It takes a special type of person that can travel transatlantic on a sailboat, and it's really hard. It really boils down to how good the captain is on the boat, how nice he is, how much he can jive, how much he can, you know. One of the trips I did, I ended up having Captain Bly as my captain, but didn't realize it until we got out of port. It sucked. So yeah, I was a fucking prick. I swear, if I was homicidal, I would have shanked his ass and threw him in the damn overboard. You know, and I'm like, oh, I couldn't stand. I couldn't wait to get off the boat. This guy was such a prick. Oh my God, he's the biggest asshole. But you know, and all captains ain't like that. So yeah. So anyway, I had one bad experience. The next big one I do, I think I want to do Africa. I really want to do Africa, but it's like, oh, can I really deal with 5 weeks on a sailboat? So, I may sail over and then fly back, or just fly there and fly back. I don't know. That's a long time on a boat, and there's really no place to stop.
What if you should go to Egypt or something? Like, I heard there's, like, cool surfing there. So you can go surfing in Egypt.
You know,
Egypt would definitely
be on the thing. There's a lot of places I want to sail to, but the other thing is how long am I going to be gone for? You know, I can fly over to Africa. It takes a couple days, you know, there, a couple days back. And, you know, that's a month-long trip anyways, 1 or 2 months. So that's a month or 2 months that I'm off the circuit. But then I get to go out and do my wildlife photography deal and, you know, work on water purification and sanitation issues and stuff like that with some of the tribes. So that's going to drive me there eventually. I just don't really see it on the table right this moment right now. I've just got too much going on with
later.
With my photography career, you know. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Well, it'll happen.
I don't know. Well, either way, it's interesting what you say about, like, getting along with people on a boat or whatever for a long period of time, because I never heard that it would be that difficult. The only thing I know is from, like, I know someone who's in a submarine for, like, long time before, and I could already, like, easily imagine, without having ever been in a submarine, how that could be very difficult. Like, if you can't get along, or you normally do get along, but it's just all weird, cramped, and you're like underneath the water, like, you can't even.
Right. Well, most of the people that fail are generally, you'll see a lot of husband and wife teams, and they're married, and they're dedicated, and their heart's with the water and the sea. You know, they're sailors, they're seamen. And there's most generally, the captain is the guy and the first mate is the wife. But I have seen it the other way around, where the wife was just a better boat captain. You know, and those teams usually do pretty good. But you get three people or four people, you know, on a boat. Yeah, it can be pretty difficult. And then, like I said, it all depends on the captain. So, you know, it's like anything else, I guess, with the company you keep. So.
Jeez, Megs, like, you weren't kidding last night when you said that you were a pirate, too.
I am a pirate, yeah. I've sailed a lot, man. I've sailed a lot. I don't know how many thousands of miles I have under my belt as far as sailing goes. I have no idea how many thousands and thousands of hours I have power boating. I don't know. I'm a sun bum, man. Like I say, I lived in Florida. I moved from Detroit when I was young, and I'm like, fuck, I'm never going back. I love it here. And I've never lived further than about a mile. I've never lived farther than a mile from either the ocean, the Gulf, or the intercoastal, except one time I had a lease at a house, and I was about 6 miles from the water, and it sucked, you know?
Wow.
So.
Sea
yeah,
legs.
I've always lived by
sea
the
legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to be able to go boating. I got to be able to go fishing. I want to go diving. I want to go spear fishing. I want to be able to do something. I like the beach life, you know. And Florida's beautiful. There's so much here in Florida. I mean, Florida is really very, very beautiful.
I think when I met you, you were barefoot, I believe.
Who, me? That sounds about right. You don't ever see me with... You don't ever see me with shoes on unless I'm at a dress to impress event or something like that. And I mean, usually all events I shoot barefoot. I shoot either barefoot or with sandals on. And the only time I really wear, you know, I do historic home restoration. So sometimes I gotta wear shoes there, but most of the time I wear sandals. And then when I'm in the studio filming for Pinkstripper.com, I wear shoes because the flip flops, you know, they make noise when you're trying to be quiet on set type stuff. So I very seldom wear shoes, or when it's freezing ass cold. So I just don't do it.
Which I guess is very rare, since it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful today and warm in Florida.
Mm-hmm. I bow hunt in the woods with sandals on here when I go hog hunting. You know what I mean? I don't care about the rattlesnake. I don't care about the red ant. Sandals on. I can wear sandals out in swamps and shit around here. You know, so it's like I can't stand shoes.
You've never been bitten by some crazy, like, spider or snake or anything?
No.
No?
Nah.
They know better? They're like, oh, he is a man of nature. We do not bite him.
I've been a bushman for years, man, so I kind of pay attention to how I walk, for one thing. And, you know, that's the way it is, you know. There's some real swampy stuff where I'll put on a pair of dang, you know, I'll wear actual hunting boots sometimes, but I try to hunt where I don't have to wear boots at all. I like wear sandals. That's it. You know, sandals are barefoot.
Do you know how to do that,
like
the gator wrangling or whatever it's called?
I've monkeyed with it a little bit over the years. You know, I've snagged a couple of it. You know, it's kind of a real big hit when we're out kayaking, or
that's
even I get people
scary.
To come on down. I'm like, "Want to see an alligator up close?" And they're like, "No." I'm like, "You sure?" And of course, somebody will say, "Yeah." And I go snag one up, or see a rattlesnake or something, nag one up. But
That's so scary.
I get out in the bush. I get out in the bush quite a bit. But then, you know, the older I get, the more I'm like that. You know, them critters don't want to get messed with. So I don't handle wild animals as much as I used to, just for the simple fact, like, you know, I know they don't want to be messed with. But, I've monkeyed with that quite a bit over the years, just getting a little older and kind of.
That's very daring, very. I saw some kind of YouTube clip on that, like, a few years ago with, like, I don't know if there's such a thing as a professional wrangler of them, whatever, but he was, like, a youngish guy who was, like, yeah, just go do it, and just bloop, and just,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow.
Quite a few of them.
Like, mm-hmm. mind over matter.
Well, we got the Gator Boys. They're right here. They're right out of Florida. I don't know if you ever watched that show, the Gator Boys. They're down South Florida. Then I got my friends that are in Orlando. Michelle, she's actually a female alligator wrestler. Her and her husband Peter, they're both alligator wrestlers. That's how we met, and they become lovers and married and had kids and all this. It was so romantic. There's some really good wrestlers around here, a lot of really good snake handlers around here, but you know, it's a special art. Definitely don't try this at home, kids. I see a lot of snakes when I'm hiking on the Appalachian Trail and stuff like that. That's kind of like a little novelty of things. You know, you see a lot of rattlesnakes, and you got to either go down the mountain or you move his ass out of them.
All those things just kind of like it's daring and brave. Like, I admire it or revere it or who knows, whatever. But, like, for me, I just know animals that don't seem to have a lot of expressions where they have, like, they're so poker face, like an alligator, it just looks like it's never going to do anything until it snaps, you know, or like a snake. Then I'm like, no, okay, that's someone else's affair I got to see some expressions,
You got to look at it like this. They're just trying to do their thing. They're even trying to catch sun. They're trying to catch something to eat. They're just trying to chill out and relax. They don't want
to
be messed with.
Yeah, I'm happy to let them do that. I don't want to go and eat them, what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'll just look from afar.
Over at our hunting camp, we got our resident gator. His name's Wally Gator, you know. So he just showed up one day. And he'd be friends, you know, and he'd come up out of the pond because my buddy, we're out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you know, you hear banjos, you better start running out in this place where we hunt. We're out there, and and my buddy that owns the property got to be friends with this alligator, and the alligator would follow him from the pond, walk with him over to the actual cook shed, probably like, I don't know, a quarter of a mile from the catfish pond. We'd walk over there with him and just hang out and lay down by his feet while he'd sit at the fire.
Just chilling.
And he'd follow him
He rests his mouth on his foot.
That was Wally Gator. He'd nap right at the bottom of his feet like a dog. So a Wally Gator. I got pictures of Wally Gator on my Facebook when he was a baby. You know, so,
oh, my goodness.
Anyway. Yeah. So.
What was it? I think I was like 17? 16, 17, when I first visited Florida, I went to Gatorland. I remember that, Gatorland and Cape Canaveral. Gatorland, that was about the closest I've ever been to seeing.
Gatorland in Orlando.
Extreme life, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's where That's where Michelle, I call her Michelle earlier, then Kimberly is what I meant. I got Kimberly Lynn and Michelle Lynn. Kimberly Lynn and Peter Gamble, that's where they work out there. That's how I met them. I was actually hiring talent for a pirate party, of all things, a Gasparilla pirate party. Yeah, our normal alligator wrestler couldn't make it because he couldn't get his permits ready. So I found her, and that's how I met her out there. I had her come in and do a show. And, you know, we had flaming hula hoops on the roof and people blowing fireballs on the roof and live bands. It was nuts. But, Gatorland out in Orlando. Cool place. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get to show. I see now I can show Monica and the baby people what's really going on in Florida here around here. So I'm kind of excited about that. We have to make an excursion. Peeps and Creeps and adventure or something. go do some civilian stuff, you know what I mean? Seems like we never get to do civilian stuff when you're working all the time, you know?
Yes, I agree. What else is I going to... how is everyone doing that I met when I was there? Who did I meet? Lulu, Brandon. Do you still talk to Brandon?
Are you kidding me? My best friend. Yeah.
How's he been? Tell him hello.
We go out.
At speaking of Brandon Cold, he's a lawyer in the Tampa area.
Cold Law.
Super awesome, very nice. Cold Law, KOLB, Law.
Yeah, man. That's my road dog there.
Let's go
to Miami. He's like, okay. Let me tell my wife when I'm running up the street. We go to Miami, you know, whatever. He's cool. Good guy, man. I like it. I like Brandon a lot. Actually, that's where we did. We ended up doing Christmas dinner on New Year's Day at his house. That's what we ended up doing. We had prime rib, and he cooked all the food. It was a huge spread. All his kids were there, so his family I've known forever. But yeah, he's doing really great. Lulu Love's doing great. She's, you know, lululove.com. You can catch her there all the time. You know, all kinds of crazy stuff with odds and ends and toys and fetishes and stuff like that. So, Cleopatra 88. Find her. So,
okay.
They're good.
And then telling me earlier about Bamboo Jessica.
Oh,
is that her name? Bamboo.
Yeah, that's my little painted queen there, Bamboo Jessica. She's
is that
a very
the one with the pink hair?
Yeah, she's awesome. She's actually from kind of the same area I'm from, up in Michigan. And we ended up meeting up at a gig, and we hit it off. We become real like best buddies. The club closed down like 3:00. And we're sitting there pounding shots of Goldschlager to the wee hours of the morning. And the GM's like, Megs, you're going to get my ass kicked. If I don't get her to the plane in time, I'm going to get fired. And she's like, fuck it. She's like, I'm going to change my flight. She's like, I'm staying with Megs. I'm never leaving. I'm staying here. Reschedule my flight. So anyways, we've caught up with each other at different places around the country and shit. It's like we're always on, we go. You know, she's one of my favorite entertainers, and she's a very good friend. She's one of the ones
okay.
She gets up at 10:00 in the morning. She doesn't sleep till.
She's in that video on pinkstripper.com, right?
She is. She's actually one of the only entertainers that's on the pinkstripper.com network right now that is not a XXX star. She's the only one that doesn't do a toy solo. So because all the other girls are XXX stars, they do a toe soil with the deal, but they can't blow a 30-foot fireball and eat fire. So there's some cool shit going that we did some different stuff with Bamboo. But she's on the promo reel. What day her whole set's gonna get debuted is not yet released yet.
If you guys want to see what I'm talking, you know, the person I'm speaking of. But Bamboo Jessica, she's very pretty, and she's on pinkstripper.com, and they have a little promo reel, and she's there.
Yeah, pinkstripper.com. We got Bamboo Jessica's on there doing. We got just a short teaser clips of the girls. I believe Aiden Ashley's in on that one. We got Nikki Delano's on there. We have Whitney Morgan, Miss Whitney Morgan, fetish model. She's right here out of Tampa. Awesome chick. She's really fun. And she also, her radio show is Taboo Fetish Talk. So you can tune into her. I believe she's on Thursday nights, TabooFetishTalk.com. We got Bobby Genitalia. He's off of DemonSeed.com. He's actually our director.
What's his name?
Bobby Genitalia. we got our circus, got our real man. You know how that is. But so we got Bobby Genitalia. He is the owner of DemonSeed.com. So he has a radio show that's on every Friday night, and he's
what.com? What's the website again?
Demon Seed.
Demon Seed.
Yeah, he's more of a fetish guy.
DemonSeed.com. Okay. I just want to see how his name is spelled.
We're dogging together, man. We're flying out to Vegas, so he'll be out there running around with me. We're going to be promoting with Tony Batman. It'll be me and Tony Batman, and you're going to be running around with us anyways. So Bamboo Jessica's going to be running crazy. We're going to have all kinds of Mark Blaze from Blaze Studios and 420 Cocksuckers. I know you've met him before. He's going to be out there with quite a few models running around. Jack Cannon, Monica and I were on Jack's show last night. That's how I met you, Mr. Jack. Jack's going to be out there with Effie, calls him a bunch of wenches. So I'm thinking get a bunch of wenches together and go maybe kidnap Tony Batman.
He gave me the most awesome wenches costume to borrow for one of the events out in, I think it was Tampa. Yeah. That was cool.
I remember. That was at Fair Assets North, I think. Yeah. It was an awesome costume. I was like, ooh, yes, I am going to know this one by the end of the night.
What?
So it was fun. I loved the costume.
What?
It was the costume.
Bored.
But we're going to have a really good time out there. I wish Monica was coming out to play with us for ADN. So.
Aww.
We're going to have a really, really good time out there. So really excited to see how Mile High progresses. I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited to see how PinkStripper.com is already unfolding and coming around. Oh, and by the way,
it's supposed to be on the 16th, right? January 16th is when it's supposed to debut.
Know what? Yes, actually, that is our actual. Yeah, it is.
The
official web launch is on the 16th. Sexy Stripper Burns in Hell is going to be a video clip that's coming out next week from us. And then on the 12th of this month, we're going to release Aiden Ashley's first teaser dance is going to be out there on the web. And then if you want the full-fledged action of what we're actually creating over the last year or so over there, everything that we've compiled up, you can go to pinkstripper.com, and for $20 a month you get a membership to all the girls that are there. I think we're releasing 10 or 12 girls the first month, and then we release an additional model every month after that. But if you use the AVN50 promo code, you get 50% off on that. So for new members, AVN50,
that's a great deal. A hell of a deal.
$10 a month? Come on. For all these strippers.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So all you can check these girls out beforehand, and then you can go check them out at the clubs. Like, hey, I've seen her on video. She's awesome. And she's going to be out at Crazy Horse too when they get open back up, and we're going to go check them out.
Yeah.
They're going to be at Mile High. We can go check them out live, you know. So,
right on. That sounds good.
The girls love it, you know. Yeah, the girls love it. I work with a great crew. They kick ass. Most everybody there are Full Sail graduates. So I got a really intelligent crew that I work with, so I'm really pleased. Me and Monica will have to road trip out there and get a couple glamour shots of the girls out there and take you guys out and show you what the studio is all about. We got a kick ass studio out there. I think you'll really love it.
Yep.
Okay.
Well,
cool
it's
stuff.
Like this show is almost over now, unfortunately, for this evening. But you're always like very stimulating to speak with, and I don't know. So feel free to call in again anytime to pick up where we left off here this evening. But I'm going to play one last song, and that's about it. But for everyone tuning in, I will post on my blog, liveandgrind.com, LIVANDGRIND.com. I will post referencing the majority of these websites and links and all the things we've spoken of this evening. It should be available either tonight on the West Coast or early-ish in the morning for Monday for you all to continue your interests. So, yes.
Thank you, baby. Welcome. Appreciate it.
Always welcome. Always.
Monk, you got any plugs to put in real quick before we go?
She's gone. We'll get her back on. We'll get her back on for another interview really soon. The call dropped.
There you go. Awesome. Yeah. Good night, ladies. Thank you.
But we will. Bye.
Bye. Good night.
Hello, all you sexy Naked Girls Radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Holiday dresses and ties, gussied up on display, lit up and tucked away. Goblins, ghosts, carols, suicide, and